This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Americans on Wednesday are marking the 18th anniversary of the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks that killed almost 3,000 people in New York, Virginia, and Pennsylvania. President Trump is observing the day with a moment of silence at the White House before attending a ceremony at the Pentagon for families of those killed when Al-Qaeda terrorists flew a hijacked plane into the building. In New York, hundreds of survivors and family members of those killed are gathering at Ground Zero, where the twin towers of the World Trade Center stood before the two Al-Qaeda hijacked commercial flights brought them down. Vice President Mike Pence expected to attend ceremonies in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, near where a United Airlines flight crashed after passengers took control from the terrorists who hijacked the plane. 19 men linked to Al-Qaeda carried out the four hijackings. Early on the September 11th anniversary of the terrorist attacks, here in the U.S., a rocket exploded at the U.S. Embassy in Kabul. AP correspondent Mike Gracio reports.
A rocket exploded at the U.S. Embassy in Afghanistan shortly after midnight in Kabul. No injuries were reported. There was no immediate comment from Afghan officials or the NATO mission, which is near the U.S. Embassy. The attack came early on the 18th anniversary of the 9/11 attack on the United States. It was the first attack since President Donald Trump called off surprise talks between the U.S. and Taliban at Camp David over the weekend. Trump cited the death of a U.S. service member in one of two car bomb attacks last week as the reason. I'm Mike Rossia.
The American Medical Association urging everyone to avoid using electronic cigarettes, suspected of causing 450 recent cases of lung illnesses across the country, including five deaths. AMA, one of the country's most influential physicians group, called on the Food and Drug Administration to speed up federal regulations of e-cigarettes. For more news, please join us, voanews.com or the mobile app. I'm Michael Brown. More news continuing right now. Early on the September 11th anniversary of the terrorist attacks in the U.S., as we just told you about, meantime, a U.N. spokesman says Secretary General Antonio Guterres rejected Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's promise to annex the heart of the West Bank if he wins re-election next week.
The Secretary General's position has always been clear and consistent. Unilateral actions are not helpful in the peace process.
A Palestinian Liberation Organization executive committee member tweeted that annexation would destroy any chance of reaching an Israeli-Palestinian peace accord. There was no immediate comment from the White House, but the Trump administration has been receptive to Israel's annexation of at least portions of the West Bank. U.S. authorities say nearly 300 people, the majority in Nigeria and the U.S., were arrested in an international law enforcement operation aimed at disrupting a multi-billion dollar internet scam. The U.S. Justice Department said the Nigerians allegedly use romance fraud and schemes targeting the elderly to steal millions of dollars from their victims here in the U.S. and elsewhere before transferring the funds to Nigeria through an extensive money laundering network. Authorities say the operation, dubbed Rewired, led to the seizure of nearly $3.7 million. Arrests were also made in Turkey, Ghana, France, Italy, Japan, Kenya, Malaysia, and Britain. At least 31 people are being mourned after they were killed Tuesday in a stampede during the observance by Shiite Muslims of a holy day in the Iraqi city of Karbala. The AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Part of a walkway collapsed as tens of thousands of people celebrated Ashura, causing a deadly stampede on one of the most sacred religious days for the Shiite sect. The incident occurred towards the end of the procession, causing a panicked rush. Hundreds of thousands of people converge on the holy city, some 50 miles south of Baghdad, for the occasion every year. The somber day of Ashura commemorates the killing of the Prophet Muhammad's grandson, the Imam Hussein, by a rival Muslim faction in Karbala. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Japan's environment minister said tens of thousands of tons of contaminated water from the Fukushima nuclear plant might have to be released into the Pacific Ocean. The water used to cool damaged fuel cores after the plant was damaged by the earthquake and tsunami back in 2011 is being stored in giant tanks at the site, but the storage space is running out. Japan's large fishing industry, as well as its neighbor South Korea, have strongly opposed the idea of dumping the contaminated water into the ocean. For more news, voanews.com. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, my mind. Africa. Welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot, rocking and beautiful sounds from the great continent will be knocking on your doors. So relax, because today again, I am going to take you on a trip around Africa on disc. Starting the show today from South Sudan with Sultan Clinton in Sexy Baby. This is his brand new court, and right after that, Askante from the Republic of Guinea comes in with For Me and Casanova by Stanley Enow of Cameroon. But let's go to South Sudan, and for all my friends out there in South Sudan, including the African Beat Ambassador, Denea Dennis, this one is going out to you. Sexy Baby, Sultan Clinton from South Sudan.
Sexy body, I want to love you, love you, yeah. You're a sexy body.
Sexy body.
Sexy body.
You're killing me.
Move, move, sexy body.
Later on the show today, we will introduce a Ghanaian gospel contemporary artist, Sandy J. She will be talking to us and playing some beautiful music for us. So stay tuned and don't go away. Nova, the beautiful music of Stanley Enow of Cameroon, and right before that, For Me by Askante of Guinea, and Sexy Baby by Sultan Clinton of South Sudan. You are listening to your favorite music show, The African Beat on The Voice of America. Don't go away.
Hi, my name is Daniel Dennis of Stigos, all the way from South Sudan. I am with David Vandy of the African Beat, live on The Voice of America.
Welcome back to the African Beat on The Voice of America. And now let's take some of your messages from our friends on Facebook. Hello, David. This is Aledi K. Mathias from Aflao Volta region in Ghana. Aledi writes, I love the African Beat on The Voice of America. Keep the marvelous work you're doing for the Africans, taking the African music to the world. Thank you so much, Aledi. And so let's get back to music now with Charenga by H.E. Bobby Wine of Uganda. And right after that, Kidogo by Diamond Platinums of Tanzania featuring Peace Choir of Nigeria. And we will introduce a song known as Detu Bima, done for us by Kwame Senior from Ghana, West Africa. Yes, this is an inspiration that comes from the nature of life and love experiences, which talks about a young, beautiful lady. Well, we'll be playing that song, all right? But let's take it to the top now with Charenga, the sound of H.E. Bobby Wine from Uganda. Hey, Alama.
Sunshine, and those are which you are living, you are mine. Who are living up with sun and the tooling will dance. And who's about to see the Kuna will when you go squeeze. Papu Batching Lama, Ola Vikanga Tanchinga, baby, my job will be Joenda. Then you go up on no Ninda. But one day you say it is only Kanya, another day you say it is. Another day you say you are my UK. Anya dwe pingo itire mo junya olinga kata idindi mubede. Nayenga chane nga, kechana chane nga mama. Singana lini na waka ubu, nani wadena kini ama sabu. Kugande chane nga, patume chane nga basi. Singana lini na waka ubu, nani wadena kini ama sabu. Kesa batulu mena kubana bala na kubana ngewe. Tunona
Don't forget to join me and my guest today, Ghanaian gospel contemporary artist, Sandy J. She'll be right here to talk to you.
Dancing, party, fiesta, forever. Oh, yeah. Took a piece of me. name is Icy T Bangura, and if you're not listening to African Beat, what are you doing? Listen to the latest African music and dance to the best African beat from across the continent. Tune into African Beat with David Bandy at 9:05 and 20:05 Universal Time, Mondays through Fridays on VOA.
By Kwame Senior of Ghana, and right before that, Kidogo by Diamond Platinums of Tanzania featuring Peace Choir, and Cherenga by H.E. Bobby Wine of Uganda. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Vander here in Washington. I'll be right back. Every sound of the drum that you hear is an African beat, and this is the sounds of Africa.
The lyrics could be French, English, Swahili, Bantu, or Arabic.
But it's the beat that counts.
Join host David Vandy weekdays for 1 hour of the best African music and exclusive interviews with music stars from the continent on the African Beat at 9:05 and 20:05 Universal Time.
And if you have any comments about the show, contact us via email at africanbeat@voanews.com. Hello again, Africa. Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. Well, I am back. And I told you that today I have a very, very special lady. And she is known simply as Sandy J. And we're going to be asking her exactly what the J is all about and where's the Sandy coming from. But I tell you, she was born in Ghana, and she's a contemporary gospel artist. I call her that, of African origin. And you want to see her. But let me just bring her in and welcome to the African Beat, Sandy.
Thank you, Dr. Vandy.
You know, this doctor, I received that doctor when, you know, but it's nice. It's nice. And it's good that you are here. Finally, you've made this appearance on the African Beat. It's been a long time coming.
Long time.
And you've waited for this call for like...
I've been waiting for this call for a while.
All right, okay. All the same, it's good to be here. Welcome again.
Thank you.
So now let's talk about you. Tell us a little bit about Sandy J and what the J is all about.
My legal name is Sandra.
Sandra.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's my legal name. And then my last name is Johnson. So
it's actually Sandra Johnson. And I love that. I love the coining Sandy J. Sandra Johnson.
So when I wanted to come out with my kind of gospel, I just wanted a name that is kind of catchy.
Catchy.
And pertaining to the style of music that I want to do. And I just, you know, brainstormed and came up with Sandy J, because my friends call me Sandy.
Okay.
And so I thought, you know, if I just do just J, the letter J, it's not going to really be unique. So I spelt it out J-A-Y. So it's Sandy J.
All right. Well, that sounds cool. That sounds cool. So how long have you been singing or doing music?
I've been doing music for a while, since maybe the 90s. But I was singing as backup in church.
So when did it actually dawn on you that you have to step forward?
So it was in 2006 that I really wanted to come out, but I just couldn't come out. I didn't know the way. I just didn't know the way.
You didn't know the way.
I didn't know the way until 2016 was my first album. Yeah.
So you actually break the barriers to say, you know what? I am just stepping out no matter what, whatever the outcome is. Let me just go there and see what it's like.
Yeah. So in 2016, I made some demos, like, you know, just backyard against demos. And some of them are still not out yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, today you're here to give us three of your songs. So we're going to start off with Gentle Love, which is the title album of your latest album, right? That's the title track.
Yes.
Gentle Love. So let's talk about this song. How, you know, where did you get the inspiration from to title your song Gentle Love, and tell us about it?
So, the gentle love that, I got is the supernatural love that I think is unconditional, because, I remember as a young person that love was defined to me as is a feeling that you feel when you're about to feel a feeling that you've never felt before. But, growing up and learning about love and rejections and all of that, I found out a different thing about love, that actually love comes about through a way of an algorithm, and then a hypothesis, and then a process to actually come about. So, and I'll give you an example in what I mean and break it down.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that when you meet somebody, and I'm not talking about a man or a woman, but when you meet somebody, the characteristics between those people that actually either repel or attract, if you've done physics, you know that like poles attract, unlike poles repel.
Mm-hmm.
So when the characteristics attract, then there's a kind of likeness between the two of them.
Okay.
And then if they repel. So when there's an attraction, after that, there has to be an algorithm pertaining to those two people. And if you know what an algorithm is, it's kind of steps that yields a result. So the two of them have to identify their own algorithm. And then the two of them will find a need between the two of them. Why they are coming together.
Why they're coming together.
Together, yes.
Oh, wow.
So that need forms a hypothesis, which has to come to a result. And so it goes through a process over a certain period of time. And then love is formed. So you cannot meet somebody and just say you love the person.
Wow.
Okay, so I found out the breakdown for love. The only love that can be just, that can overcome all these processes, is the gentle love that is in this song. And that is a supernatural love that comes from beyond, above, from your creator.
Wow.
So that is the kind of love that I'm talking about here.
And I love the way you're putting it. You see, at first I was just going to pounce on you when you say learning about love and rejection. So I was going to ask if you have been loved and rejected before.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's break that one down a little bit.
Yes.
Let's make it personal.
Okay. that's fine.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So I'm listening.
So, I mean, like, you know, because like I said, when you and somebody meet, there are characteristics between the two of you that have to come together.
That have to come together.
Yeah. So that's when there's an attraction, then it means that the characteristics are actually attracting each other. But then if at some point, sometimes people force it to attract. So when they force it to attract, that is when as they go on and it goes through the processes, it begins to repair.
It begins to fall apart.
It begins to, that's where divorce, that's when rejection, that's where, you know, hurt and things comes in.
Girl, this song has got some meaning, right?
Yeah.
So what we're going to do now, we're going to play it out for the people. Let them be their own George. Let them listen to this song as you perform it, okay? And then we will come back. All right?
Okay.
For those of you who are watching or listening to the African Beat, my guest is Sandy J. She's a contemporary gospel singer and she's got her own style. And the first song is Gentle Love. I want you to listen carefully to it and put yourself in it and maybe you will come out with something. Let's get the song right.
Your love is so marvelous.
Wow. Gentle love. I love it. I love it. Ooh, man. And let's leave gentle love and, you know, I'll keep listening to it. Maybe I'll find something in it that okay. I'll bring back to you. So if we say we want to look at your kind of music, how can we describe it? I know, yes, it's gospel, but you are from Africa and we want to see what kind of music you play.
Yes, so my genre is contemporary. I do every kind of beat, every kind of genre. Like, I do.
Is it acceptable?
So that is where the issue is. So it's, I know it's a challenge, especially for the African continent and the community when it comes to gospel. And if you look at the female gospel artists, we don't have that many people doing the kind of gospel that I'm doing. So I like being challenged. I like challenges. So I want to challenge myself with different beats. But my point is I'm getting out a message. So it's the message that I want them to listen to. I have a new song that is more like Afrobeat that's going to come out.
Okay.
Okay. But my music.
Should I be ready for that?
Yes, you should be ready because okay. it's really powerful. And it says God is not a man.
Oh, my goodness.
it is hot, I'm telling you.
Okay.
So apparently my music, Jenner. It's more every kind of beat. It can be any beat. It can be jazzy. It can be
so
hip-hop.
You're fusing everything.
It can be Afro. Yes.
So it's like a fusion of every beat to put together. Wow.
That's Sandy J. So it depends on how I feel and how I receive the message. Because when I get the music, I hear it in my ears. And usually
and who are your target audience?
My target audience is there.
People that you think
is the younger generation.
Okay.
That is my targeted audience.
And your message in there, you believe that your messages in your songs speak to them.
Yes. And then also people outside of the church. Those are my target, and that's the calling that I have.
I hear you. All right. And the African beat on the Voice of America. So now let's look at the next song. It's called God's Temple. God's Temple. So tell me about this song.
So God's Temple talks about our bodies, how our bodies are temple of God. And I'm reaching out to, you know, people who really want to be part of the church. They want to come to the body of Christ. However, it's difficult for them because sometimes they have an addiction and they are not being accepted, but they are trying. They know they are vulnerable, but then they're not being accepted. They need the help. But how are we going to help them if we don't open up to them? So I'm speaking to these people with addictions, people who have certain things that they want to stop doing. They know it's wrong, but they really can't.
They just can't get over it.
They just can't get over it. They need help. They know that they acknowledge that they need help. So the first thing is acknowledgement. They acknowledge that they need help, but they don't know how to go about it. So I'm just telling them that God still loves you, you know. Keep trying. You're going to get over it.
But what about a situation where those who are supposed to accept them, even those who are not, even if it's not addiction, but like you want to come, but
yes,
and those who are supposed to accept you decided not to accept you. They think that you are living in your own world and, you're not supposed to be part of where they are. What is your message to them?
So my message to them is that, you know, they have to have their own personal relationship because that's the key. As long as you believe and you have a personal relationship, you're saved, you're okay. So you don't always have to try for people to accept you because they might not accept you. And so you just have to find your own relationship and work on your own relationship.
Work on your own. And accept who you are.
And one thing is also believing that whoever you're hearing from actually has a plan for you and believing in yourself. So if you can build up your confidence and say, hey, I don't need to be accepted by these people. If they don't want to accept me, that's fine. But I know what I'm doing is right. I know I'm on the right path. That's all I care about.
And that's what I'm talking about. My guest is Sandy J, talking about her latest album, Gentle Love. And the next track we're going to play right now is God's Temple. I want you to stay tuned and don't go away. Let's enjoy this. When we come back, we'll talk again to our guest. We'll be right back. Enjoy the music. God's Temple right now on the African Beat on the Voice of America.
Hallelujah. Come on, everybody. Let me see your hands up right now. Woo. Who am I that you are so mindful of me? Who am I that you're tubbing knuckles cover me? Holiness is what you want from me. Righteousness is what you need from me. I am trying. Right. See, I am pushing to make it right with you. I am trying. It's not easy for me. My soul is willing. Body just weak every time.
Every time I turn my back, I hear you call.
When I turn my
name,
back, you call me.
Your temple.
My body's
your temple.
My body
every
is your
time
temple.
I turn my back, I hear you.
Call me friend. Who am I that you are so mindful of me? Who am I that you're tubbing a girl's cover me? Holy God, it's what you want from me. Righteousness. Your friend.
Wow. That is something else. Sandy J. So, with music aside, you know, when you're not doing music, when you're not playing music, and when you're not singing somewhere, what else do you do?
I'm blessed to have two careers. So I do music most of the time. But when I'm not doing music, I am also a consultant, a technical project manager consultant. I work on technical projects. Okay. So I help on teams to develop applications and healthcare systems.
And family life, you married?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So talk about...
I'm actually married to a pastor.
Oh, woo!
Isn't that very controversial?
Yeah. So where's the disagreement here about the music and the kind of music and that?
Apparently, he really supports my music. And so I can't wait for
his ministry. Give him a shout out. Come on, look into the camera and give him a shout out.
I want to give a shout out to Pastor Peter Johnson. I love you so much. Thank you for pushing me out there. When you met me, I was a backup singer and you've pushed me out there, and I thank you for your support. And you've seen the challenges in the music industry when it comes to gospel and my kind of music when it comes to Africans, and you support me. I mean, I thank you so much.
All right. That one is cool. I like that. Okay. So now we're actually going to do our final track, and our final track for today is Don't Give Up. And I know that in this life, in everyday life, people sometimes just break down. And they just give up. What happened when you did this song? Was there anything personal that happened that ginger up this title in your spirit?
Yes. So, you know, as a consultant, sometimes, most of the time, I catch the train to DC to work. And, I was actually, at work one day when a coworker came to me and said, hey, I'm working on this project, and this project has to deal with prisoners. And when they come out, there's a challenge for them because people don't want to accept them in a society. And so, Sandy, if you can help me write a song that can encourage them, that can just tell them not to give up, because I'm about to resign from work to start working with prisoners. And I was really scared for her. I was like, whoa.
Was about to resign.
Yes.
From her day job.
For her day
job. To start working with prisoners.
Yes.
Wow.
And as I'm telling you right now, she's doing great. She did resign. So I told her, I was like, okay, I'm going to do this song. She said, I'm going to support it. So I said, okay, great. I wrote the song. I kept going every day, and I'm like, hey, I've written the song. I sang it to her. I did the demo. I played it for her. She was like, oh my God, this is amazing. And right now, so actually she used it for promo on her page to support prisoners coming back and fitting into the society.
And fitting into the society.
Yeah, and right now she's doing great. Her name is Sheila Murphy. She's doing so great.
All right. So wherever you are, whatever wrong has happened in your life and you think you cannot come back, all what the song is saying is don't give up.
Don't give up.
Yeah, it's always time.
Always.
Well, Sandy, I want to thank you. You've been such an inspiration today. I actually don't know what was holding me back to get you on this show. But, you know, with you coming in, I have learned so much. And your songs are so inspirational. They're so life-touching.
Thank you.
And I just want to thank you for being my guest. And I hope it won't be too long that I'll get you back here, because I'm waiting for that new song.
Okay.
I'm waiting for that new song. That song should come out and we got to blow the roof away.
Okay.
So
great.
Once again, I say thank you so much. And do you have any final message you want to send out? If people want your music, how can they get it?
So if you want my music, it's right now, the current album is on all digital platforms, iTunes, it's on Spotify. You can find my music by typing in Sandy J. dot here now, H-E-A-R now, N-O-W. hearnow.com, sandyj.hearnow.com. And Sandy J is J-A-Y, not just J. So just type in Sandy J Music, Google Sandy J Music, you will find me on all platforms, on Facebook, Twitter, Digs, every platform I'm on there. Yes, I'm a social media guru, so I'm on there. I just want to thank you so much for this opportunity today. I thank you for giving me the opportunity to listen to my second album. I also have some tracks from my old album. You can check them out. If you type in Sandy J Music, you see some of my old videos. You can see the trend that, you know, that I'm moving on. So,
all right. Well, thank you so very much. And one final thing before you go, just jump into my head. I understand you're going to Sierra Leone, to my country.
Yeah. So I'm going to Sierra Leone. Surprisingly, Sierra Leoneans just love Sandy J Music. Even right here in the DMV, I work with a lot of Sierra Leoneans and some Cameroonians also. Like, you know, like basically, I gel with them. You see the chemistry that I was talking about when it comes to characteristics and you attracting.
And when I look at you, you look like you're from Sierra Leone.
You attracting and repelling, and then how love is formed.
How we love each other and how we can move it
how
forward.
How we can move it forward. All and right. Then some don't really attract, they repair.
Well, if I can say from here, Sierra Leone, get ready. Sandy J is coming. King Milan, get ready at the SLBC. Sandy J is coming. She's going to be your guest. All right. That is from me. Take it, okay?
And we'll end up in Ghana.
And you end up in Ghana. Yeah. Well, that's awesome. I wish you all the best as
Thank
you go
you
out
so
there.
Much.
And so our final track for today is going to be Don't Give Up. On behalf of my guest, Sandy J, and my backup, the backup singer on the show today is Opal. Thank you very much, Opal. Yes,
thank you,
and Opal has been, we've been on movies together, right. You know, we've acted together, and she's such a wonderful lady. So with all of that, I want to thank you for accepting us in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. So we meet again. I'm David Vandy here in Washington, bidding you so long as I bring you now the sound with Sandy J. Don't give up. All of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America.
Till then, I am David Vandy here in Washington, bidding you so long.
VOA News, I'm Michael Brown.